We're visiting with our Christian County FFA advisors and a great program here. I'm kind of proud of this program. I went through this program a few years ago, but Victoria Groves is with us. And Victoria, you've been here, I guess, started your two student teaching here. Well, about coming back to teacher as well. Tell us a little bit about what do you teach here at Christian County?
This is my eighth year at Christian County High School, all teaching agriculture. I've taught an array of agriculture-related classes over those 8 years, but right now I'm teaching mostly ag construction skills and vet science. I teach two principles classes, which is for our first year FFA members and ag students, and then also oversee our co-op program and our dual credit students who are pursuing our college ag classes.
So it keeps you pretty busy. How many students are you guys working with now?
I think between the three of us, we see around 270 students. Some of those we see multiple times a day because they choose to take multiple agriculture classes and we kind of share them, but others choose to pursue one particular pathway and seem to stick in that one, and we grow especially close to those students.
I think just based on the interviews I've done with some of your young people that there are a lot of different things that young people find in FFA today they didn't find 20 years ago.
Absolutely. We tell students when they join agriculture classes that there is truly something for everyone, and FFA has made sure that is true. Every student that joins our class could find something that they are interested in, competition-wise or leadership-wise and content-wise as well, because we're teaching a lot of life lessons, not just agriculture lessons in our classrooms. But students can compete in an array of contests, anywhere from public speaking to judging livestock or animals to identifying flowers or doing some hands-on welding. You name it, there's probably a contest for it, and students can gain either teamwork skills, communication skills, or leadership skills from any of those contests.
What do you enjoy about teaching? What do you like about doing what you do?
My favorite part of teaching, and definitely the most challenging part, is that no 2 days are the same. This is definitely not a mundane job, and whether it's the day-to-day routine that changes or the students that change over the years or how they change throughout the course of a year, keeps me on my toes, and I like that I get to change up kind of what I teach from day-to-day and how students interact with the content from day-to-day.
That's fantastic. Appreciate the great job you've done and worked. I remember when you started your student teaching and watched you grow in your career here, and good job. So congratulations on the great career you got going, and many more years, I'm sure.
Thank you, sir.
And, of course, Matea Wyatt's with us. Matea, tell us a bit about what do you teach at Christian County?
Hi, this is my second year teaching at Christian County High School. I'm mainly over the plant science pathway. So I have the greenhouse, so I teach greenhouse technology and intro to greenhouse / crop production. I also do the ag business, so I have agriculture employability this year where the kids get to learn about what they're going to do when they get out of high school, whether that's taxes, cover letters, resumes, cursive lately, a lot
really
of cursive, yes. Those are the skills we're learning about. And then I also, this year, I'm teaching two animal science classes. So I've kind of got a little bit of everything going on.
Well, to have your new animal science area where you can, your barn and what you're working with there, it's pretty neat to have that to go along with it.
For sure. And we even have animals here at the school as well. We have the chickens and the meat rabbits. But that's kind of Jake's forte, so I'm not going to steal his thunder. The greenhouse is kind of my baby. The opening day is April the 16th, yeah. So I will plug that in for sure. But we're very excited. We got a lot of plants going on. We got a lot of care happening. But we're really excited and hoping that the sale is even better than last year.
Yeah, people really enjoy coming and buying the plants from you, don't they?
Yes. We have people that say that our plants somehow surpass everything that they think of, which we love to hear. And I'm hoping we hear that again this year.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with that. What do you enjoy about teaching? What's your passion here?
My passion is really the kids. I enjoy having connections with them and bonding with them, whether that be over like TikToks that I do for bell ringers or just letting them come to me to talk about things. Just having that relationship with students.
I think it's fantastic. Good luck as you continue in your career at Christian County.
Thank you.
And Jake Jaworski. Jake, tell us about, what do you teach here?
Yeah, so my name is Jake Jaworski. I'm a third year ag teacher here. I teach mainly the animal science classes. I have three sections of those. I teach a section of principles, like Ms. Groves said, that's the introductory class, and then I teach a small animal equine class as well. So half the year they learn about small animals, and then the last part is equine science.
Sounds fun. A lot of things going on. Tell us, we talked a little bit about Ms. Wyatt, but your livestock barn. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we just started this year having an on-school farm. It's kind of out by the Breathitt campus across from HCC. Mm-hmm. And so we have 6 sheep over there. We have registered South Downs. And then we also have 2 hogs as well.
What are the kids learning with that project? Are they helping you a lot with that?
Yeah, the kids have been doing a lot. We've been able to kind of pull from all pathways. Ms. Groves has had her class kind of help put the barn together, so they put some plywood up on the walls. Animal science had kind of designed the pen layout, how we want to have a feed room, how big of a pen they should be. And then last week we had a sheep that had a runny eye. So I actually brought students over there and they helped me clean it up, clip around it. So just all the real world things. Most of it's not really planned when we go over there and they're pushing round bales, they're cleaning up, and it just kind of gives them a dose of reality that in the real world, you're not going to have a structure all the time, but this is something that needs to be done. So we're going to do it.
You can't beat hands-on experience, can you?
Yeah, exactly.
So FFA, how many, you got, is everybody an FFA member here? How's your FFA work?
Yeah. So we are an affiliate membership, which means if you're in an ag class, you are an FFA member. Right. And so that helps us pull for different contests and try to get those kids who at the beginning of the year when we submit our roster, they don't think they are an FFA member. They were just put in a class, and then by the end of the year they kind of buy into the program and want to compete. So we're able to pull those kids, and they love it. It's a great experience.
So what's your passion? What do you enjoy about it? Obviously you moved here from New York. My people may not know that, but you found a real home here. What's your passion here?
I love being able to give the students new opportunities. Since moving from New York, I didn't have the farm background here as I did at home. And so having this farm really has opened that up for them and letting kids. I was shocked at how many kids never seen a pig before. I thought all kids have seen pigs at some point, but after bringing them over there, they've never touched a pig. And so giving them those new opportunities is probably what really thrives.
That's fantastic. Well, good luck as you guys continue this year. Hope it's going to be a great year for you. And greenhouse sales, I know Ms. Wyatt talked about that coming up, and then we'll see where the animals go. I think that's fantastic.
We appreciate it. Thank you.